This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Israel's prime minister agree on their goal with Iran, but differ on how to make it happen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has the story.
In Jerusalem,
we will not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon.
We cannot allow Iran to become nuclear.
But the president and Yair Lapid split from there. The U.S. is waiting for Iran to respond about a path toward rejoining a deal aimed at keeping it from building a nuclear weapon.
When that will come, I'm not certain.
The president says he won't wait forever. Meantime, Lapid says diplomacy is not the path.
Words will not stop them, Mr. President.
And Iran must instead face a real threat of force if it does not back down. Tehran is warning both nations of a harsh response if they take action. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Sri Lanka's president, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, has resigned. He announced the move from Singapore, having fled angry protests at home, triggered by a deep economic crisis. Rajapaksa had earlier pledged to leave office by Wednesday. In the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo, protesters occupying the official residences of the president and prime minister vacated those buildings. A curfew was imposed on the city. Troops patrolled the streets, but reports so far say the city has remained calm. Italy's president has refused Prime Minister Mario Draghi's offer to resign after a key ally refused to back the government in a Senate vote. President Sergio Mattarella invited the prime minister instead to go to Parliament to find support for his national unity government. He's expected to go to Parliament.